Ladies and gentlemen, good day and welcome to Business Update Call of BNC Infratech Limited. This conference call may contain forward-looking statements about the company, which are based on the beliefs, opinions, and expectations of the company as on date of this call. These statements are not the guarantees of future performance and involve risks and uncertainties that are difficult to predict. As a reminder, all participant lines will be in the listen-only mode, and there will be an opportunity for you to ask questions after the presentation concludes. Should you need assistance during the conference call, please signal an operator by pressing star, then zero on your touch-tone phone. Please note that this conference is being recorded. I now hand the conference over to Mr. Jigar Kawayya from Strategic Growth Advisors. Thank you, and over to you, Mr. Kawayya.
Thank you, Renju. Good morning, ladies and gentlemen. On behalf of BNC Infratech Limited, I am pleased to welcome you all on this business update call. We have with us today the Managing Director of the company, Mr. Yogesh Kumar Jain, along with the senior management team. We'll begin the call with the opening remarks from the management, followed by Q&A session. Thank you, and over to you, Yogesh, sir.
Good morning, everyone. On behalf of BNC Infratech Limited, I thank you all for joining on this call today at a short notice. Today on the call, I have with me Mr. T. R. Rao, Director Infra, Mr. D. K. Agarwal, CFO, Mr. D. K. Maheshwari, Senior Vice President Finance and Strategic Growth Advisor, our Investor Relations Advisors. The purpose of this call is to give an update on the recent key developments that include an order issued by the Ministry of Road Transport and Highways, disqualifying the company and two of its SPVs, namely PNC Bundelkhand Highways Private Limited and PNC Khajuraho Highways Private Limited, from participating in any tender process of the ministry for a period of 1 year with effect of 18th October 2024. It may please be appreciated that this call is essentially limited to the above key development only. As the company is yet to declare its financial result for the quarter and half year ended 30th September 2024, we will not be able to share any details of or address any queries relating to the financial results, which we hope the participant understand. As we have been intimated the stock exchange from time to time, you are aware that the matter relating to the CVI registering an FIR on 8th June 24 in the matter of alleged illegal gratification by the employee of company under certain provision of the PC Act and IPC, filing of the charge sheet in the matter before the Honorable Court of Special Judge, CVI Bhopal on 8th August 24 and released the employee of company who were at under the judicial remand on 29th August 24, pursuant to the bail granted by the Honorable High Court of Madhya Pradesh, Jabalpur. As further intimated on 19th October 24, the MORTH asked the company and its two subsidiary companies to appear before MORTH on 18th October 24, along with all documents their support for personal hearing in the matter. Post hearing by its order dated 18th October 24, MORTH has disqualified the company and two SPV from participating in any tender process of ministry, for a period of 1 year with effect of 18th October 24. As we had already intimated to the exchanges on 19th October 24, there will not be any impact on the ongoing development, construction, operation and maintenance activities of the company and its subsidiaries, including the said two SPV on account of aforesaid order. As the company has been disqualified from the tender process for a period of 1 year for the MORTH only, the company is able to continue to pursue business opportunities with the other central ministries and various authorities, agencies of the state government, and accordingly should be able to participate in tender process. As we had intimated to the exchanges, the company has recently been awarded three new major projects for an aggregate contract value of rupees 6,670 crores, two projects by MSRDC and one project by CIDCO. Including the value of above three projects, the company gross order book as on date is over 21,000 crores without deducting the value of execution done during the second quarter ending 20th September 24. The above robust unexecuted order book shows a tangible revenue visibility over the next two and a half years. Nonetheless, we are evaluating all the resources available to the company, including legal actions that can be taken by the company to mitigate the impact of the said order on the company's performance going forward. We now open the floor for question and answer. Thank you.
Shall we open the line for questions?
Before this thing, just we would like to add, see, you would not be in a position to disclose any material information, particularly price sensitive information, before informing to the exchanges. So we request the audience, we request the participants to keep this in mind while seeking the queries or questions from us. Thank you.
Thank you. We will now begin the question and answer session. Anyone who wishes to ask a question may press star and one on the touchtone telephone. If you wish to remove yourself from the question queue, you may press star and two. Participants are requested to use handsets while asking a question. Ladies and gentlemen, we will wait for a moment while the question queue assembles. The first question comes from the line of Saravan Shah with Dolat Capital. Please go ahead.
Thank you, sir. Sir, just a couple of clarification. First, this order talks about not bidding in NHAI also or only in MoRTH?
NHAI is part of MoRTH. So this is for MoRTH, NHAI and NHIDCI.
Okay, and can we bid through any other company apart from the three company mentioned in NHI and MoRTH, or we cannot bid through any of our subsidiaries also?
Yes, we can bid.
No, the subsidiaries are testing.
Sorry, sir?
Yeah, only three companies are disqualified.
So in MoRTH,
qualify for the other project, then we can bid.
Okay, so in NHI and MoRTH, we can bid through any other subsidiary.
Yeah, it qualify.
Okay. And second, we have talked about the legal action. So just trying to understand, even if whatever we will take the legal action. So two aspects to understand. Likely to be the action, and let's say this 1 year, if MoRTH decides to lower this time frame in terms of disqualification, by what time we will be able to know that this 1 year will be lower to, let's say, 6 months or 3 months or complete removal? What minimum time frame it will take to understand this?
First question we want to like to answer, lowering of this time period from 1 year to now or below this, it's a hypothetical. So we can't say anything now about that because we need to evaluate. And the second thing regarding the legal actions, we are contemplating the available legal actions, and we'll let you know once we take some kind of a tangible thing and after informing to the stock exchange.
Stock exchanges.
BO 15 to 20 days, you will get. Okay. And will it also impact in terms of whatever we have till now bidded in NHI and MoRTH and where the outcome has not come? So will it also impact that? And if possible, can you share how many projects and the value we have already bidded in MoRTH and NHI where outcome has not come?
This call has to be taken by MoRTH and NHA, whether this order would be made effective retrospectively and how, what is the, their internal procedure. And the regarding the bids we submitted a couple of bids. We share it separately because readily we don't have the information.
Okay. So now in terms of the order inflow that we were looking at fresh further maybe of 7,000-8,000 crore, how we want to compensate, let's say this order continues, from which segments or the other central and the state authorities from where we would like to achieve our order inflow, and what's the risk in terms of the not achieving this, and what max we can achieve in terms of the order inflow for FY25.
See, as our managing director has already said, we had already received orders worth of 6,700 crores nearly this year, and there is a scope for pursuing the opportunities at other ministries as well as the state governments. So we'll continue to pursue those business opportunities and try to achieve the further business during the current financial year. So in case of any reduction in this thing, since our order book is already robust and it is having more than 21,000 crores, we don't foresee there will be any major impact on the company's operations going forward.
Thank you. Mr. Shah, please rejoin the queue for more questions. A reminder to all the participants, please restrict yourself to two questions. Next question comes from the line of Alok Deora with Motilal Oswal. Please go ahead.
Hi, sir. Just a couple of questions. So first is, you mentioned that PNC Infratech can bid through its subsidiary, because I just wanted some clarity on that, because eventually it would come in PNC Infratech only, right? So are we sure we can bid via subsidiary, because then it would be like a no impact for us. We can like float a subsidiary and start bidding from via that subsidiary. Just if you could provide some clarity on that, because if that happens, then there is really no impact on us.
Generally, what you are talking about, SPVs?
Yeah, SPV or a subsidiary we create and we bid via that.
No, we cannot bid through SPV.
Okay.
We cannot bid any project through SPV, because SPV is the special purpose vehicle only for that, for the said project only.
Right. So you, in the earlier question, you mentioned you can bid through a, create a subsidiary and bid. Is that possible?
We are evaluating the options. See, we can't say anything right now, formally. Mm-hmm. So we are evaluating the options.
Okay, because the basic understanding which we have is that ultimately that will come in PNC Infratech only, right? So that won't be kind of allowed if we create a subsidiary and bid through that.
Yes, sir. Yes, we appreciate that. So we are evaluating options.
Sure. And so we are already in October. If we take any legal course and, it will take maybe a few months or so. So is it fair to assume that this year it would be very difficult to kind of, turn this order and get bidding, because after March or April, we'll hardly see any bidding again coming through. Then we'll again be eligible in October onwards, October 25. So realistically speaking, what's your thought process on this?
No, see, the legal course is one of the options available. But what would be the outcome of the legal course and how much time it will take? Again, it's a hypothetical as of now. Now we don't know what month. It could take much lesser time also. It could take more time also. So as of now, we are hopeful of getting some kind of remedy or getting some immediate impact. So we'll share as we progress, as we move ahead.
Sure. But sir, just last thing. So we had given this order inflow of nearly 8,000 crore for remaining part of the year. So any change in that number now?
This is already awarded.
No, no.
The upcoming.
No, no. Yes, yes. It's a further order flow. As of now, we don't want to say any firm number. But in the month of November, when we meet again, Q2 results, then we'll be able to tell some tangible thing.
Sure, sure. That's all from my side, sir. Thank you.
Thank you. Next question comes from the line of Ashish Narendra Shah with HDFC AMC. Please go ahead.
Yeah, good morning, sir. So just a couple of things. One, does this order impact any of the projects where the appointed date is awaited, or that part will not get affected?
That part will not be affected.
Okay, so that part is clear. Secondly, in terms of the assets which are in the process of being sold to KKR, now does this get into from approval from the government perspective, NHAI perspective, again, does that part get affected in our, to the best of understanding?
So to our best of understanding, we don't think that it will get affected as a seeking NOCs from the government, as well as the, since the buyer is also aware of the all these developments, and which are in the public domain, we don't think any deviation would be there from the present course of action.
Okay. And outside of NHAI, can you maybe indicate what's the kind of bidding that you have done at this point, and which are the top maybe two or three sectors where you think you can bid and compensate for this loss of opportunity that may happen?
As we said earlier also, because we have been bidding other sectors also, like Orbit Rail Corporation, and also water sector under Jal Jeevan Mission, and other recently secured projects from the Maharashtra and railways are there. So we'll be pursuing those opportunities. We can't say anything concretely now, but we'll continue to pursue those opportunities, and we'll be hopeful of getting securing some business from those sectors and those spaces.
Sure, but any indication of how much you might have bid at this point of time, or outside of NHAI projects?
We'll share the details. Readily not okay. Available.
Sure, sure. All right. That's all. Thank you.
It's not a regular kind of a thing. We'll share the details.
Thank you. Next question comes from the line of Parikshit Kandpal with HDFC Securities. Please go ahead.
Yes, sir. Hi. My question is on the non-NHAI segment bidding. So are there any conditions or stipulations that a central agency has barred, then the bids cannot be submitted?
Parshit, can you come again, please?
Your voice is not clear,
Parshit. Sir, my question is there any conditions in the non-NHAI segment if you are bidding? So is there any conditions which mandate that if any agency has been barred from bidding, and say central agency, so will still the bid be accepted by the non-NHAI entities?
So see, if you see, go by the order specifically says we are disqualified from the tender process of the ministry only. It is very specific. It will be something like a speculative thing. What will happen if other agencies are coming up with? That will depend upon the RFP conditions of that particular bid. So we can't say anything now. But the order is very clear. We are disqualified only from the bidding process of the ministry, which includes NHAI and NHADCL.
Okay. The second question is that the bar seems to be quite harsh, because we have seen similar contractors or similar kind of thing getting barred between 1 month to 6 months. But so what's your internal assessment why this such a harsh step was taken for a year kind of a ban? So,
see, you don't want to comment on this because we are evaluating the thing. So we don't want to comment why such harsh, and we can't even assess also why that was taken by the ministry.
Okay. This is the last question on these two SPVs, which are part of KKR. So we'll continue to receive annuities, right? I mean, over this 1 year period. So, is there any color?
Yes. Absolutely, this thing. No issue. These SPVs will continue to receive annuities and O&M payments and other payments under the change in law. So there should not be any issue in receiving the payments from the authority by these SPVs.
Okay. Okay, sir. Sure. I wish you the best.
Thank you. A reminder to all the participants that you may press star and one to ask a question. Next question comes from the line of Karan with Monarch AIF. Please go ahead.
Hi, good morning, sir. Am I audible?
Yes.
Sir, so you mentioned that you are kind of looking at other agencies and other sectors to kind of win projects. According to us, sir, according to our technical know-how and technical visibility, which other agencies or ministries that we can approach now to kind of reach around 13,000-15,000 crores of order inflows that we had previously guided? Or do you think now we'll have to work with a different number going forward in terms of order inflows?
As we said, in the current financial year, with the recently secured projects, our order book now already we secured about 7,000 crores of new projects already. So whatever is the remaining, we'll be pursuing in the next five and a half months from the other sectors and other ministries and including state governments. So as of now, we want to maintain the same order book guidance. Going forward in the month of November, when we declare Q2 results and we'll have a con call, then we'll be able to tell you more form numbers and more kind of a complete situation.
Understood, sir. Understood. And sir, in terms of revenue execution and our book to bill, what do you think we can achieve going forward in 26 and 27? If there is any broader guidance that you can give over there.
So this we don't want to discuss until unless we declare our Q2 results and these things. So we want to limit this call only to
okay, see, sir.
You know,
Sir. No worries. Thank you. No, I understand, sir. Thank you.
Thank you. A reminder to all the participants that you may press star and one to ask a question. Next question comes from the line of Parvez Qazi with Nuvama Group. Please go ahead.
Hi, good morning and thanks for taking my question. So I have one question. Does this development in any way, can it impact our potential asset monetization that we are trying? Thank you.
It should not be because our buyer is also quite aware of all these developments because we intimated to the exchanges which are in public domain is aware of it. And also, NHA, this order is only limited to participation in the tender process. We are supplying emphasis, only participation in the tender process of this by the ministry. So we are not expecting any such kind of a thing as of now.
Sure, sir. Thank you.
Mr. Parvez, are you done with your questions?
Yeah, I'm done. Thank you.
Thank you. Next question comes from the line of Vaibhav Shah with JM Financial Limited. Please go ahead.
So thanks for the opportunity. So firstly, for the two subsidiaries where we have a disqualified Khajuraho and Bundelkhand, so particularly for them, will the monetization be impacted or they also will not be impacted with respect to NOCs that we need to receive?
See, and it will be too early to say something. So we are evaluating that. We'll be able to share in case of any further development in that aspect what we had asked.
Okay. And sir, secondly, for the five HAMs where AD is awaited, so any impact on those five projects or that also should not be impacted?
That also should not be impacted.
Okay. Thank you, sir. Those are my questions.
Thank you. Next question comes from the line of Ronald Sioni with Sharekhan Limited. Please go ahead.
Yeah, good morning, sir, and thank you for the opportunity. Sir, just two questions. Firstly, does this order, you know, puts the case, you know, behind us and or as, you know, the procedure continues and the investigations will continue against the senior management and the company as well? So is it a done and dusted case or there can be further, you know, actions from the ministry?
No, we don't think there can be any further action from the ministry because these are the two different things. Ministry, what are the action taken in terms of the concession agreement executed with this thing, and the case which is there going on at the sessions court at this thing, that is a different aspect. And also want to share that the court, the delegated court, has not taken cognizance of the matter and also not framed the charges, and trial has not been.
Okay. And second one, in your knowledge, you know, in the past, have you seen such a clause in other government agencies that if you are, you know, debarred from some affiliated government agencies, then you cannot bid? In the past, in the history, have you seen such a clause?
No, actually, this kind of condition differs from one ministry to another ministry and one project proponent to another proponent. And there is nothing, any such kind of a rule in the government, in a written kind of a thing, that if the particular firm is disqualified by a particular ministry, you can't bid for the another ministries or other agencies. So there is no such rule. So okay. It depends on the that client and that authority.
Okay, sir. Thank you very much, sir. Thank you.
Thank you. A reminder to all the participants that you may press star and one to ask a question. Next question comes from the line of Shravan Shah with Dolat Capital. Please go ahead.
Sir, just wanted some update on the CBI case. So when the next hearing is there, and is there in terms of any negative outcome can come there?
It's a too forward-looking and a very hypothetical kind of a thing. As I just now we had mentioned, the designated court has not taken cognizance of the matter yet. So that once the court has to take cognizance of the matter, followed by framing of charges, and then the hearings comes. So it is too early to say, too early to talk about it. So anyhow, we'll keep informing the exchanges and through exchanges all the stakeholders. So any further development is happening in that direction.
Okay, and as such, it will not, you already mentioned, just wanted further confirmation that it will not impact any payment which we are likely to get from NHAI or MoRTH for existing projects.
Yes, sir.
Okay. Okay. Thank you, sir.
Thank you. Next question comes from the line of Parikshit Kanpal with HDFC Securities. Please go ahead.
Yes, sir. So my question is that these two entities, the SPVs, which are the part of KKR deal, how much is the total investor equity and what is the equity value of these assets?
The figure is not readily available because, as I mentioned, that this we convened this call at a very short notice, and we'll share with you
okay.
Separately.
Sure. Sure, sir. Okay. Thank you.
Thank you. Next question comes from the line of Vaibhav Shah with JM Financial Limited. Please go ahead.
Sir, can we do subcontracting work for any of the other players pertaining to a MoRTH or a NHAI project?
That aspect we have not evaluated. We are not neither contemplating that one. So we'll share with you in case we have any that kind of ideas.
So if you are allowed, then are we open to do that?
Again, it's a hypothetical.
Okay. Thank you.
Thank you. A reminder to all the participants that you may press star and one to ask a question. Once again, a reminder to all the participants that you may press star and one to ask a question. Next question comes from the line of Prem Khurana with Anand Rathi. Please go ahead.
Yeah, thank you for taking my question, sir. So most of my questions are already answered. Just one small clarification if you could help me with. So these two SPVs, I mean, do we have any payments due from NHAI towards, let's say, either grant or annuity? Grant, especially annuity, you said you're receiving on a frequent basis, but any payments which are still due with NHAI towards grant?
No. See, there is no grant in these SPVs because the grant completes once the project is commissioned, that during the construction time. No grant is pending, and as of now, no annuities are also pending. But maybe there are certain payments under change in law which we'll be getting.
Okay, so change in law is essentially, number is yet to be formed.
GST payments.
Okay, sure. Thank you.
Thank you. Next question comes from the line of Ankita Shah with Elara Capital. Please go ahead.
Sir, I can understand one thing. Why only two SPVs were barred for bidding? Why not other SPVs were mentioned in this order?
See, the case has been registered by CBI against PNC. In fact, the case has not been registered in the SPVs, but the project where this alleged incident has happened, as alleged by CBI, pertains to these SPVs. So then they included those SPVs also because the integrity pact signed by these SPVs. They combined PNC along with two SPVs. And none of the other SPVs has any kind of role in the whole thing or connected to the matter.
Okay. Thank you.
Next question comes from the line of Nitin Dharmawat with Arum Capital. Please go ahead.
Just to reconfirm, sir, this order will not have any impact on the existing projects awarded by NHAI, even if the work has not begun over there?
Yes, this order will not have any effect.
Thank you.
Next question comes from the line of Barnidhar Vijay Kumar with Avendus Spark. Please go ahead.
Yeah, am I audible?
Yes, please.
Yeah, can you throw some light on these recent MSRDC projects in terms of the land availability, when it will be starting?
Mr. Vijay Kumar, this call is particularly limited to the development as of happened on 18th and which we had implemented to 19th. And anyhow, we'll be meeting in the during the second week of November to discuss on our Q2 results. And certainly we'll share all these things during that one. We don't want to extend the discussions beyond the matter in question.
Sure. Okay. Understood. We'll talk to you then.
Yes. We appreciate.
Thank you. A reminder to all the participants that you may press star and one to ask a question. Ladies and gentlemen, as there are no further questions, we have reached the end of question and answer session. I would now like to hand the conference over to the management for closing comments.
Then we want to inform to all of you and while extending our thanks. The PNC is a law-abiding corporate citizen, as you had already said. And also we'll not be sparing any efforts and will not be leaving any kind of a stone unturned to minimize and mitigate the adverse impacts that might be caused due to the order. And we'll continue to endeavor to safeguard the interest of all its stakeholders, including shareholders. Thank you
everyone once again for participating on this call today at a very short notice. In case of further queries, you may get in touch with the Strategic Growth Advisors, our Investor Relations Advisors, or feel free to get in touch with us. Thank you.
Thank you. On behalf of PNC Infratech Limited, that concludes this conference. Thank you for joining us, and you may now disconnect your lines.